Messed up, huh? None of that. So we are fast moving into an area that people like because our stories are usually entertaining, informative, and important. This is Beyond Good Day. We have stories from our host, co-hosts. Roberta Fasano's got a story. Richie's got a story. Later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us with some food talk, including his recipe of the week. And there's also, I was looking at a number of things that are sweet. I'm talking about sweet foods and not the kind of sweet. I've gotten into this, I don't know whether it's just the last year or so. I've always loved chocolate, and I've always eaten too much chocolate.
Yeah, but it's good. Yeah, as long as you have it. And
well, I've gotten now into buying the expensive chocolate. You go sometimes the checkout counter,
dark chocolate.
They put it right there. Well, it's the dark chocolate, or the stuff that has the fruity fillings in it that you get from like Ghirardelli. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then there are other kinds as well that are yummy. I had something the other day that had some sort of a meringue orange thing in the middle of it.
You get the trail mix things like at Whole Foods or something like that with the dark chocolates in it. That's good for you.
Yeah.
And it gives you enough of what you need.
Of course it's good for you, Richie.
Of course.
That's the number one thing.
Keep telling yourself that,
right? Keep telling yourself is that chocolate is good for you. Yes. So here we have a problem with a resolve. You know how I love when we talk about problems, we've got to find a way
resolve.
To fix it. Fix the problem. And there are many people, Roberta knows these guys from New Jersey, who are... Roberta knows these guys from
Vinny and Guido.
Pause. This group, including this fellow from New Jersey, trying to bring back the American pastime of pinball. How many people have played pinball?
I own a pinball machine still.
Do you?
I have one. My dad bought one years ago.
I used to play with them all the time when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I still have it.
Anyway, these fellows who are trying to save pinball have bet a lot of money on a bunch of 3D aliens. These new machines not doing as well. I haven't for a while. Since the late 1990s, I think, the last time they really did well. There's a company called the Williams Company, controls 80% of the worldwide market of pinball.
They are big
the
pinball.
The ones that you see at the game, where do they have these? In the mall sometimes.
In the arcades. We were just down in Disney, and the hotel we stayed at had an arcade in it, and they had one pinball machine.
Mm-hmm. So they have an arcade centaur, the head of a video game on the body of a pinball machine, in which holographic Martians maraud among the mechanical, the humans. Pinball 2000, interesting technological marvel, but it nearly killed pinball. In October of 99, not after the Williams Company, not long after they came out with Pinball 2000 in a promotional video featuring clips of a moon landing and Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, the company shut its pinball division down. As the documentary Tilt points out, the battle to save pinball explains Revenge from Mars, which was the initial Pinball 2000 title, so well, but a Star Wars Episode 1-themed follow-up didn't get much traction because a lot of people just didn't like Jar Jar Bing in that movie.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks, yeah.
Yeah. Rather than prop up the pinball operation, Williams closed it. Instead, they started focusing on slot machines. And so the bottom line is that they've now decided they're going to go back into the pinball market, the pinball machine.
It's tough to compete with the video games. I mean, you got a Nintendo at home doing these lifelike games.
Yeah, pinball
it's
just isn't with it any longer.
But, you know, pinball, it takes a little sleight of hand in mind that you don't get with the video games. But I was going to bring up the slot machines. I was just in Vegas last week for the Computer Electronics Show.
Right.
So Jennifer and I went to down to the slot machines, place.
Right.
I haven't been to Vegas in 10 years, so I haven't seen a slot machine in 10 years.
It's nothing. Yeah.
Man, have they changed.
Oh, sure. Everything changed.
She had to explain to me some of them because some of them are two screens. So most of them do not have the actual rotating wheels anymore. Now it's just a video of a rotating
wheel. It's all video stuff.
Some of them still have the rotating wheels, but not many of them. So then on the ones with the video screens, there are also like TVs above them showing all these kind of like, for example, one of them is fish themed. And if you hit the right order of things on the virtual spinning wheels, all of a sudden the TVs up top take over and you get another game to play on the TVs up top to see if you can multiply the amount of money that you've just won.
Yeah.
And it is so, it's cool, but you have to sit there and stare at it for a minute to try and figure out what's going on. It's very, very intricate.
Yeah, well, you kind of get lost in it, and then you think at the end, how come I spent my time doing that?
They took all my money.
Took your money. That's why they want you to stand there and look at it like,
bleh. Even the 1 cent machines where you're like, you're betting a penny at a time, 10 lots bucks, 20 bucks,
yeah,
gone,
bingo,
gone. I lasted longer on the roulette wheel than I did on the slot machines.
Our video of the day of value here, if you like dogs and you like socks, you will like this because we found a dog who likes socks.
Or if you have a dog that always eats your socks, this one's for you.
This is a silly video at the Video of the Day box at DougStephan.com. Silly video from metal band Psycho Stick. It's about their dog that loves socks. Actually, there's some audio with that, Richie. We ought to, I don't know that. The problem with some of these things with the video audio,
it doesn't translate.
Well, they don't. You can't tell unless you're looking at it.
Right.
And also because it sounds often like it's in a cellar or somebody's garage or something when you hear that. But it is. It's very cute and very cool. If you like and the pet things, I have it all over my website because I love them. Love these stories and hope that you do as well. Speaking of stories, this is not a story. This is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth from the folks who are responsible for helping you lose 30 pounds. If you are a dieter, exerciser, cool. This is a way to help yourself, to ensure, to give yourself the extra added oomph to lose that 30 pounds that you want to lose in the next 12 weeks. Axia 30, antioxidant weight loss formula, contains all kinds of things that are very helpful to your health and well-being, not to mention the fact that it will, when taken according to the directions, get you to lose that 30 pounds. Science behind this, clinical studies behind this, anti-aging benefits, all behind Axia 30, and that's why it's become so popular, because it works so well. People that have been on this for 3 months say, yeah, I lost 94 pounds. One guy did. I mean, that's a little much. But 35, 40 pounds, not unusual. Try Axia 30 for a full 12 weeks, risk-free. And when you mention Doug Stephan by dialing 800-525-8345, mention Doug Stephan, you get a free month supply of Axia 30 with your order. 800-525-8345. Lose the weight. Science is behind it. Full 90-day money-back guarantee. Very cool. Mention Doug Stephan, you get a free month supply of Axia 30. 800-525-8345. Yep, try Axia 30 risk-free today and get that free bottle. Call 800-525-8345.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
A swell tuna salad recipe, plus a discussion of mushrooms coming up later in the hour with Chef Louis DeAngelis. Right now, the Richie has a story in Beyond Good Day that will take your breath away.
Doug, I was going to tell you the story about Donna Lang, who was accused of suffocating her boyfriend in a way that I can't really talk about on the air.
Thank you.
But you can imagine the two reasons I can't talk about it. So instead, we're going to talk about a minor league baseball team. You know how the minor league baseball team...
How big were those two things?
Big enough to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So, you know how minor league baseball teams like to have these, like, wild and crazy, events to draw people out to the parks?
Right.
Well, I think
strippers.
There's one who's seizing the opportunity, even though we're still a few months away from baseball, even though pitchers and catchers show up in a few weeks.
Right.
They're going to have a Monty Teo girlfriend bobblehead day.
Yeah.
On May 24th.
No.
This is the Florence Freedom, wherever they are. Monty Teo Girlfriend Bobblehead Day. So not only are the first 1,000 fans entering the stadium going to get a Monty Teo Girlfriend Bobblehead, but there will also be a pretend kiss cam where fans can kiss any imaginary friends or girlfriends that are with them. And they'll also have an imaginary food fight and air guitar contest. The game takes place on May 23rd.
Unbelievable. It's just really amazing how these stories go, where they go, and why.
They are never, they just...
You know, that's the story. Like, the other story that was crazy this week, 18 human heads found at O'Hare. Remember that from
right?
Monday or Tuesday?
Yes.
And they had to figure out what to do with these.
They were from Italy, apparently.
Yeah, they're going to be studied for...
They're going to be studied.
Yeah.
No, they had already been studied, and they were being shipped back to the United States for burial or cremation or whatever, disposal. I think.
You would think that if you're going to ship 18 human heads, that you might give somebody a heads up.
Heads up.
that when they see this in the x-ray, that they might, kind of know what's coming.
All right, we have more stories and Chef Louis later in the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do not hold your ears or your breath. 21 after the hour.
Especially if you're on 38 double Ds.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
About 24 after the hour on the Doug Stanford Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli now. She is our queen of cheap. That's one of her jobs. Another one of her jobs is to sort of be the cat who always smiles.
She's quite also, the canary?
Yeah, right, sort of like that. And she's a naysayer of sorts. She keeps us on our toes in many different ways, but she's a great storyteller. That's why she's worked in radio as long as she has, because radio is all about telling stories. Mm-hmm. So what's your story today, Roberta?
Well, you know how guys are often accused of overestimating their, you know, and they're saying, hey, you know, hey, look at this foot long. Well, it looks like Subway. They've done the same thing with their foot-long Subway. Apparently, it's not a foot long. Somebody bought one the other day, put a tape measure next to it, and lo and behold, it was only 11 inches.
This picture has gone absolutely viral,
and the responses have been just hilarious. You know, I'm calling for a congressional hearing. I demand free Subways for the rest of my life, or I'll sue you. And Subway, their answer to this, that says, our bread is freshly baked daily in each of the 38,000 Subway restaurants worldwide. That blew me away anyway.
That's the biggest franchise in the world.
The length, however, may vary slightly when not baked to our exact specifications.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. How do you get a piece of bread to bake to exactly 12 inches?
12 inches, exactly, yeah.
How do you do that?
Really?
And let me tell you something. Yeah. I realized this a long time ago. I think I was 16 or 17 when I realized, and this is the biggest farce ever put on man, that a 2x4 is not a 2x4, is it, Doug?
Oh, no, it's not.
Nope,
no,
it's shaved.
No, it's like a one. It is. What is it, 1.5?
Well, here's the,
three and a half?
Let me fix that up.
I'm trying to build a box, and I'm like, okay, I got 2x4 inches. No, you don't.
They are 2x4s, I know, because I have my own saw rig. We have a sawmill on the farm, and we cut the timber, the lumber, sometimes hardwood, softwood, to 2x4. But what happens, we use the rough cut. The stuff that we have on the farm hasn't been planed, and therefore it's not smooth. When they put the stuff that's for general consumer usage is put through a planer, and in doing that, they cut off the roughness. Because if you see a 2x4, have you ever seen a rough 2x4 or a 2x6 or whatever it is?
Right, it's not smooth,
No, so they smooth it off so that people will not get all kinds of splinters in their hands when they handle it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's why it isn't a 2x4, because it's been cut down. Originally, when it was cut by the mill the first time, it was 2x4. So
that's right.
I suppose somebody who's clever, who wanted to sell against the people who are chiseling you on the size of the 2x4 could, like, do a 2.25 by 4.25 and shave it down to 2x4 and actually be legit.
But, so, I mean, how many other of these marketing lies can we come out with? You know, obviously we know that Diet Pepsi is not calorie-free.
Right.
It has one calorie.
Yeah.
2x4 is not a 2x4. A foot long is not a foot long.
Right. I mean, there's hundreds of them. There we go. So, really, it's lying to you. Mm-hmm. Who can lie to you the best?
Right. That's not cool either under the circumstances.
Well, and make it sound convincing.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Well, I think that the Subway and some of the other, I mean...
Politics.
Do you, if you buy a 2-ounce steak, do you measure it? Do you have a scale? How do you know you...
Oh, it's before cooking. Yeah, that's the thing.
Right.
Yeah, the same thing. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
right,
8-ounce
right.
Or
oh, yeah,
16-ounce
yeah, yeah, yeah.
hamburger.
Cereal boxes.
Yeah, that's
right.
Before it's cooked.
Potato chip bags. Yeah, hello.
Some settling may occur in shipping.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Half the box is empty.
Right.
It's all, it's all of that stuff. So, much ado about nothing. Subway's a good product.
Yeah.
It's a good company.
Actually, it is. Yeah.
Good franchise.
It's a good sandwich.
Fast food, I'll go to Subway before I'll go to McDonald's or something.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Let's go. A really big chew here. We have Louis DeAngelis now with us on our Good Day program to tell us some stories that originate in the kitchen. I was thinking about stories that originate in the bedroom, but a lot of good stories that originate in the bedroom originate in the kitchen, as it happens. Right? You got to go to the kitchen. You don't want to be amorous with somebody who's crabby, and sometimes people who are crabby need something to eat, Louis.
Best way to a man's heart, through his stomach.
Exactly. All right. So there are a number of things. By the way, we're happy you're feeling better today. I know you're a little bit the weather last week. That's a good thing. You're in the Sunshine State, of Florida, which is considered by many to be the best place in the country, if not the world, to get delightful citrus fruit. I just got an email from my best buddy down in Florida. She's at 57 degrees there this morning and a nice way to wake up. And it looks like it'll be 70-something today. Weather better here in California. I don't know why we don't have as much citrus here in California as they do where you are in Florida, Louis. But
a lot of the ground out there in California is more suitable for other type of farming.
Other types of farming, yes, that's true.
Yeah, what makes a lot more produce than Florida. Florida, the produce here is limited, but citrus grows real well in that sandy soil.
Yeah, why is that? Why is it that so much citrus, whether it's lemons or oranges or grapefruit, limes, kumquat, clementines, you name it, they're all really well suited to the Florida climate and the soil. So what do we know about their benefits?
Oh, the benefits are fantastic because even though it's, you know, you don't think of it with all the fruit as full of vitamin C, but they all are. And I mean, it's just loaded with it. With that sandy, loamy soil that drains so well, that's what gives the citrus a chance to really grow, grow large. The sun, constant sun beating on them brings the sugar content up, which makes them so sweet. I mean, even our tomatoes, you know, it's a great place for tomatoes. The sugar content in our tomatoes are sweeter. You know, it's higher, and they're sweet, loaded with vitamin C. You get a lot of sunshine, and that helps with the vitamin C also. It's just fantastic growing. And we have two or three seasons here for different plants.
All right. Do you think that, Ian, I'd ask this of everybody, Roberta, Richie, Chef Louis, anyone who wants to comment at 888-302-3684, do you think eating sweeter food improves your mood, makes you sweeter in terms of disposition? Really?
You're talking about
I would say so.
Fruits or candies? Or
whatever. I mean, in this case, I suppose we're talking about fruits. I love oranges. For example, every day when I'm on the air, I eat an orange. I cut it up into six pieces and eat one at a time. I usually have kiwi, which is also sweet, naturally. I have watermelon. I have usually some yellow, like pineapple maybe. And also, I don't much like yellow melon, but I like green melon. Muskmelon, unless it's fresh, we get it right off the farm, right at the out of the ground, then it's okay. There's something about it that doesn't. But the sweetness, I think, goes. And that's the point, in part here. With these fruits, Louis, and with most vegetables have sugar in them. For example, corn is, a large percentage of corn is sugar, in fact.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Carrots, and, too. Peas.
Right. Yeah. So that stuff, the sugar, if it's a value, is gone usually within hours. And if you don't get the food until it's days old, you ain't getting much value in it. And I think that comes to sweetness. So if you can find sweet oranges around or anything, apples from the local grower, and you start eating them, and they taste much better. And I think, really, we can make a really good case that it affects your disposition.
Well, you know, I have to agree with you. And the reason, one of the reasons why, when the sugar content, the sugar in fruit, okay, would be sucrose,
yeah,
you know, is so different than refined sugar.
Yes.
It's a slow-burning sugar, gives you a slow-burning energy boost, as opposed to eating candy where you get such a super high right away, it drops you off into such a super low immediately after it's gone in your system, and that'll make you grumpy.
Yeah. So let's take
as it. I yawn from having yogurt a little while ago, yeah, and I got that sugar high, and now I'm dropping off the cliff.
Well, is that
if you eat fruit, it's slow burning, and it'll last a couple more hours than just eating a piece of candy.
Do you think that's true of drinks like wine, for example, or anything? Beer has a lot of sugar content in it versus the we're always talking about these Bull. What is it called? Bull something?
What's that? Red Bull. Monster.
Red Bull. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Monster. Those drinks that are all yanked up with caffeine. Well, those are, that's a different, because sugar can put you on a high, and that's why I think it makes you feel good.
Yeah. And don't forget the alcohol content in the wine. The alcohol is from sugars.
All right. So it's just an observation. I'm making observation. Folks, this program is about making observations. All right. So, Louis, we had a couple of things that we wanted to cover today. One of them takes us into the world of tuna salads. And
yes,
the recipe of the week this week is posted at DougStefan.com in the Chef Louis box, right-hand side of the homepage. It's Mediterranean tuna salad.
Ooh.
I wish that Jennifer were here.
Let me go look at this.
I'm trying to remember. Now, see, I can see Richie. Having had dinner in Richie's house, he's pretty sharp, Louis and Roberta. He had some, last time I was there a couple of weeks ago, he took the salad out of the refrigerator and the lettuce and stuff was prepared, and he cut up some tomatoes and cucumbers and that sort of thing. And flipped, but it was like he was a real chef. He was cutting up.
Yeah, I can actually cut up vegetables.
Hey, well, now I use a knife.
Yeah,
that's an art.
It is an
Absolutely.
Art. I thought the way you were doing it was quite artful, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, thank you.
So, but I think when it comes to making things like tuna salad or any of these salads, where you chop up the ingredients, chicken salad, it isn't so much the chicken or the tuna or whatever that you put into it. It is the side stuff, like the pickles and how they taste. Or you can drop a little. I remember as a kid, I loved to make my own salads. And it was because that's where I started, Richie, emptying out the refrigerator. I'd take all kinds of things that were in the refrigerator and dump them into the salad.
So I'm a big fan of, my favorite thing to
pickles.
Do with
pickles.
Leftovers.
Pickles?
Is living in a house with Latinas, we always have rice. So on a Sunday morning, I'll take an egg or two, scramble them, and I'll take some rice and throw it in the frying pan with a little bit of olive oil. Saute the rice with maybe some onions and peppers. And then whatever else I can find, if there's a little bit of meat left over from the night before, I'll throw that in there. If there's whatever, some cheese, some Parmesan, whatever, and then throw the eggs in and just kind of make, and they have a name for it. I can't remember what my wife calls it, but it's basically leftovers with scrambled eggs.
Yeah, a little
yeah. And it's great. It's great. But it's just that excitement of looking through the refrigerator to see what's there that you can just chuck into the pan and make it work. It's fun.
Opportunistic cooking. That's what I call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do that, Richie, do you strictly do it on top of the stove on a burner?
Yes. I do it in a saute pan.
Because a really nice way of doing it is just what you're doing, okay? Add your eggs to it. And as soon as they start to solidify around the edges, put it in the oven at 350 for another 10, 12 minutes. And you make a beautiful frittata that way.
Yeah.
Oh, you can actually slice it like a pie, big pieces of it.
Yeah.
Put some cheese on top, melt it the last couple of minutes. And once it starts cooling, it pulls away from the sides of the cast iron pan because it starts to shrink again, making it come out, like I said, just like a pie in big slices of it. It makes a beautiful frittata like that.
Thank you for actually bringing up cast iron pan. I want to buy a cast iron frying pan.
Mm. That's the risk.
Absolutely.
Does it matter where I buy it?
Yes.
No, I got a yes and a no.
There you go.
The best place to buy cast iron, if I may pipe in here, is a thrift store.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go. It's like saying no anywhere you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
thrift
then,
store.
And Louis, you say if I go to Target, if I can't find one at the local Goodwill store, if I go to Target, it's the same as going to Williams-Sonoma.
Well, you're going to find like a lot of different cast iron pans, and nowadays most of the ones that you find in Target or the big box stores, they'll say on the bottom made in Mexico. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Those are a little thinner, the metal's not as strong, and the cast is not as good. And if you're really, you know, if you're the type of person that cooks in it, gets it real hot, and then hits it with cold water too soon, you can crack them.
Yep.
As compared to a good Lodge pan, the ones made here in America, Lodge is about the best. I've got some that have been for
Lodge
30 years. Yeah,
okay. But the older ones, you can't beat the older ones. You know, the ones you find in the thrift stores, the ones that you can barely pick up. They're so heavy, it takes two hands to pick the
thing
up.
So before we get lost
in
this, let's finish the tuna recipe because there are a couple of other things we want to talk about with Louis before we run out of time. So let's go through your recipe, the yummy recipe you have for tuna salad, Mediterranean tuna salad.
Well, the first thing is start with your tuna, but now you go to the celery. And don't throw away the top of the celery where all the leaves are. Chop that up real fine and throw the leaves and all right into this, maybe a half a cup's worth. And then some red onion is always great in there, maybe some shallot or garlic. But the trick is, instead of mayonnaise, use olive oil and vinegar. Okay? Now, you're on a double-edged sword in a sense, because we all know that olive oil has more calories than mayonnaise. But the health transfer, the olive oil is loaded with the mono and polyunsaturated fats as opposed to the mayonnaise, which isn't. So eat less, but get a much healthier dish by using olive oil and vinegar in it, and it just comes out so delicious. I didn't have tuna salad with olive oil until I went. I never knew what mayonnaise was. Everything
was
different with olive oil.
All right, let's see if we can find a better connection for Louis here, because about every other word, this is the usual Florida connection. Anybody who has any kind of connection.
Yes. If you're with Bell South, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
No, you should come up with some homemade nuclear device,
right.
Name it in their direction.
By the way, you can put this tuna salad on a panini, which sounds delicious.
I get the whole recipe at DougSteffen.com by going to Chef Louis' box. Chef Louis' recipe is right hand side of the homepage, about halfway down. Louis talks mushrooms in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more, help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
While some resolutions may already be forgotten just a few weeks after New Year's, learning the signs of one of the overlooked cancers could help save your life. This is one resolution that cannot afford to be broken. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer. Yet, according to President and co-founder of the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, Diane Sapersky-Quale, there is a shockingly low level of awareness about this deadly disease.
Learning the signs of bladder cancer is one of the best New Year's resolutions that you can make. One symptom, for example, is blood in the urine. However, most people attribute this to a urinary tract infection. We are here to remind everyone that if you have blood in your urine, even if you think you know the cause, you need to ask your doctor about bladder cancer. Early detection is your best defense against this disease.
An estimated 70,000 new cases of bladder cancer will be diagnosed, and nearly 14,000 people will die from the disease this year alone. For more information, visit beacon.org. That's BCAN.org.
Hot chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
13 before the hour. Chef Louie in Florida. Richie's in Washington. Roberta is in New York. I'm in Los Angeles. Chef Louie has been studying the new FDA rules on testing mushrooms. Now, Louie, I want to know why.
Mushrooms, dude.
And you
were well, you know, it's
mushrooms.
Crazy what happened. You know, for years, the FDA had just poo-pooed anything to do with silver as being an antibacterial agent. Well, I go back to when I was a kid, and my grandmother would just forage for mushrooms anywhere she was. And what she would do is put them in a pot of boiling water and throw a quarter in them. If the quarter turned black, she said the mushrooms were bad. Well, fast forward just recently, you know, we have a humidifier that we run during the winter in the house. And instead of cleaning it every day, you know, because we're afraid of bacteria in the water, they have a new thing out. It's a little ball, and you put it in the water reservoir, and it makes it great. It kills all bacteria for a month. And what do you suppose is in that little ball? It's 1% silver.
Really?
Yeah. So now I look back and I say, well, that's what, you know, these old wives' tales about food, okay, were based in science somewhere. And somebody knew that silver reacted with bacteria. Honestly, she threw plenty of batches out. The quarter was bad. You're supposed to throw a silver dollar in. We were poor. We only had a quarter.
All right. Yeah. So what about the testing? How do you use the silver to test the mushrooms?
Well, you take a pot of boiling water. Once it starts boiling, you shut the gas off so that it's steeping, and you throw your mushrooms in there and put a quarter in it. It has to be a silver quarter or silver dime. And if there's if there's too much bacteria on those mushrooms, your quarter will turn black because the silver absorbs all.
So
that
don't bacteria. Eat those mushrooms.
Right, throw them out. And it was a great, easy test. And the old wives' tale of that, everybody laughed at it, but it's based in science. And it wasn't until 2005 that the USDA would not even allow health food stores to say silver-coated bandages were antibacterial. Now they can.
You're
land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'll find out. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. I wonder when there are incidents like several have been reported this week, if that affects people's desire or their ability even to get worked up to go to the airport and get on a plane. We'll talk about that and what the bargains are. They continue. It's a great time of year to take a trip. Tom underscores all of that from bestfares.com. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Quality of travel, quality of the airplanes, quality of the airline, all subjects that Tom Parsons at bestfares.com has to deal with. There are a lot of people who are just picking up. It was actually a big news story, sort of surprising this week, but when you think that it's negative, then you know why it becomes a big story. The new Dreamliner, the 787 from Boeing, there are 50-some-odd of them flying in the world, and not many of them in America, most of them are in Asia, grounded because a battery burned up on a couple of them, Tom. So what does that do when people see headlines like that, or they see the story, which was much ado about nothing, of the two planes clipping each other, just barely touching in Miami, and the headline, nobody injured. Well, the planes barely touched each other. They both took off. But this serves, you see, what drives me crazy is these people are soliciting advertising from companies who are going to want to promote flying, and yet they have these stupid stories. You know, it'd be one thing if it was true or there was some fact to it or some reasonable expectation that there was danger, but there wasn't any. So,
one in Miami, well,
yeah,
you know, it's just like when we have snowstorms, so many thousand flights get canceled, and the airlines are going to lose a whole bunch of money. But it's just like, you know, trying to raise airfares this week for the second time this month, but we'll have to see if it sticks and flies, too. But
if nobody else matches it, then they bump off of it, right?
Yeah,
why are they trying to raise them now? Because there aren't that many people flying now.
Yeah, they're also trying to raise them because, you know, they can justify it because the price of fuel has gone up about $4 or $5 a barrel. And but, you know, they've made those adjustments many, many times in the past.
Yeah.
So it's just an excuse to try to get fares higher. But, again, when you can still fly from the East Coast to the West Coast for two, you know, just under $300 round trip, you can't, you know, don't worry about these fare hikes.
Right.
I mean, they just, they'll adjust themselves and adjust themselves. And, I mean, even L.A. to Fort Lauderdale this week, $239, or San Jose to Maui. This is, if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, in the first couple of weeks of February, $255 to Maui from San Jose.
That round trip?
Round trip.
Really?
And
what is it from L.A.?
It's about $300 and some dollars.
It's
about $379, but
yeah,
that's still not a bad fare. But New York, and you know, New York, Boston, Washington D.C., and you know, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, they're all about $300 coast to coast. Yeah, they used to be, you know, $198, but the tax with these, the fares I'm quoting include that $20 or $40 in security
taxes.
You
know, that's an interesting thing. If you rent a car and you're given a quote, like I rented a car yesterday for Philadelphia next weekend for a day, and the car rental was like $49. But by the time you finish paying the airport tax, the building tax, this tax, that tax, the other tax, it's $74.
Yeah, well, that's another thing about Houston Intercontinental, Houston Hobby, or Dallas-Fort Worth versus Dallas Love Field. The car rental rates at Houston Intercontinental and Dallas is almost double.
Right, through the roof.
Yeah, double.
As Cleveland is ridiculous. Those places that have the airport pickup way off of the airport, and then they charge you for the bus ride. It's my fault you put the damn thing way out there. Leave it at the airport. $5 for a bus ride? Hey. All right, so there it is. Little info, where to go, some suggestions from Tom Parsons. Get the full details. You can go to Tom Parsons' picture at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.